This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Mark DiVincenzo, when is the best time to defrost your freezer?
When the ice buildup reaches 1/4 inch deep. You'll waste energy if you do it more or less often than that.
And when's the best time to redeem frequent flyer miles?
As soon as an airline announces a new route. There's plenty of seats available at that time.
Now, Mark DiVincenzo has written a book that's full of answers to questions like these, questions that begin, when is the best time? The book is called Buy Ketchup in May and Fly at Noon. So, Mark DiVincenzo, let's start with the wisdom in the title. Why is May the best time to buy ketchup?
Because, Robert, that's the beginning of picnic season. You can find ketchup, mustard, relish, all kind of picnic-related items on sale in May. Their prices are low. They want to get you in the store. Buy those items and then buy other things while you're there.
And why fly at noon?
Because airport rush hour mimics highway rush hour. There are just fewer people, shorter lines, less stress and aggravation.
Now, we should explain that these questions, when is the best time, that you've collected into your book, address all kinds of activities, including learning. And I'd like to ask you, when is the best time of day for students to study something that they need to remember for a long time?
8 p.m. to midnight is the best time. It has to do with the nervous system. It's particularly aroused at about 8 p.m., and long-term memory improves during this arousal period.
And when is the best time of day for students to study something that they need to remember for a short time?
That's in the morning. 9 to 11 is a great time for that. Short-term memory is just more efficient late in the morning.
So you're telling me that this program is on at a time of day when people are less likely to remember anything either for a long time or a short time.
I'm sure that everything said on this program people do remember.
Whenever.
Yes.
Was there one nugget of wisdom like this about the best time to do something that started you off collecting all of these things?
Not one nugget, really. And I can't even take credit for the idea for the book. My wife is one of those people who comes up with 10 great ideas a day. Unfortunately, I don't listen to all of them, but I listened when she said, hey, you should write a book about the best time to do things or buy things or go places.
When is the best time to listen to your wife make suggestions?
Always. You know that.
Okay. In the course of researching this book, which we will add here, is carefully annotated, was there some wisdom about when it's best to do something that really surprised you?
I grew up when if you had a burn on your arm or on your skin, you just would put ice in it right away. But the best time to put ice in a burn is never.
It turns out
that it does more harm than good. It slows the healing process and can even cause frostbite.
Have you actually changed any of your routines or habits based on what you've discovered in researching this book?
Well, I can tell you that I stocked up, got a year's worth of ketchup in May.
I see. So you're way ahead of the game there.
Yeah.
Mark DiVincenzo, author of Buy Ketchup in May and Fly at Noon, a guide to the best time to buy this, do that, and go there. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.